Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Got his hands between his knees. Jack and say, hey, Diane, let's run off behind the shade of trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. His back flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there, Diane, gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 81.50, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I try to get cute. It's going to be totally on YouTube. I'm going to have to delete that out later on. Oh, hate when I do that. People, as we begin the second hour, it's always a good time for me to give you another reminder for one of our best partners. And a special thanks to one of our best partners. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jefferson, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call. 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. You need to make sure the next event we have over at Kentuckiana Pumps, you make it over there.
All right.
They brought the four pegs truck out.
Oh,
they brought out the brisket and the barbecue and all the good stuff. The tater tots were awesome. It's nice. One of those nice open. What do you call it? Like it looks like an open hangar. It turns into an open cookout, but it's still kind of covered. Had a good time over there. A lot of people just came out to kick it. That was a good time. Okay. During the break, I did get a chance to catch up on a couple of text messages. By the way, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. Also, people, I had my phone down. I had it on vibrate, so I didn't get the messages. So anybody who sent me a text message over the last 20 minutes, sorry. Mom's Kelly, the food looked great. Cooking for the team. Mom's Kelly, I know she was happy to see Quincy Riley get that pick. What did you think about that?
That's what he does. He just gets.
We know how to pick him.
Yeah. I mean, he's.
Did he come off his man to go get that ball too?
Honestly, I hope so.
Yeah, he totally did. That was nice. Yeah, that's gonna keep people away from him. That's going to keep people away from him.
Can't throw it in his direction.
Oh, man. That other side of the ball, boy, are you going to get picked on.
Yep. Which is good. I mean, I think we're pretty deep at corner. to be honest.
You like our corner setup? Yeah, you can go ahead and grab that. Just going over a couple extra things that stood out. Like I said, we started the first hour heavy Tyler Shook props, heavy Chris Bell props, heavy offensive line props. Of course, I asked the question, would you take Penny Boone back? Most of the text line. I'm really surprised at how mature the text line is. Normally, this text line does not do the forgiveness of a player, especially when you see the little clip of him kind of, I don't know. There's something about, I don't know what it is. There's something that makes me very forgivable on that for some reason. And I don't know what it was. I don't know. Maybe it's Chaney's a grind. Like, Chaney is a grinder back. He's not going to lose yards. He's going to get you to 3 to 5. Who am I thinking of? Play for the Jets. The running back, big running back from Louisville.
Bilal Powell. Yeah.
He was going to get you.
He was a stud, man.
He was going to get you your yards. Now, I'm not making Chaney Bilal Powell. I'm just saying the idea of I'm not going to lose yards. I'm going to get what's there to get. Chaney's kind of one of those guys. He's going to get what's there to get. But you saw Penny Boone as a little more of a explosive guy, you know, maybe a little more shifty inside the, you know, maybe a little more determined runner. I'm surprised. Most people have said I'd take him back in here. And I was thinking about it. Like I said, last week I kind of talked about, you know, how disappointing that was and how emotional it was. I think seeing how emotional it was is why I would take him back. Because this is you have to play sports with emotion. That's one of Coach Brohm's, like, he was big on playing with emotion. You know, you got to harness the emotion, but use it. That was such an emotional video off of Penny Boone. I could see him just, hey, this was a good situation for you. It was a good situation for us. I could see you being emotional. And if you look, it looked like Coach Brohm was moving pieces around, kind of seeing what he had. You know, like I said, he didn't just trot trot Shook out there to just sling it all spring game. I mean, normally a coach would want to see his quarterback just get all the one snaps. Like, he spread out the snaps pretty good. It's like Penny and boy, would that be a good look for Penny Boone to be sitting in a meeting at draft time next year and a guy sitting across from Penny Boone saying, what happened with that situation at Louisville, you know? And for Penny Boone to say, I was immature. I got mad, you know, I got mad about the starting situation. I just kind of, you know, spouted off. As soon as I did it, I realized I was wrong. Can you imagine being a GM and a kid coming in front of you and saying, yeah, I was wrong. I had to swallow my pride a little bit, you know, check my ego at the door, you know, but more about the team than me, you know, and that's why I came back.
Yeah, he'd have to come back for that to look that way too. Because if he was like, well, they screwed me over, so I left. I got out of there. It's like, that makes you look like more of a jerk than if you left, thought about it, and you're like, okay. And then you came back.
Cooler heads prevailed on that one. But God, yes, there's more emotional Penny Boones on the way, man, because it's so easy to transfer. Is that Ian? Ian, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind, Ian?
Hey, Marcus. Good to talk to you, man. I've been listening to your show for, I don't know, as long as you've had it. I don't call in much because I live out of town. But I don't want to derail the sports conversation, but I got a question about your dad.
I'm listening.
I've been hearing stories about him for years. Was he a warrant officer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I knew it. I was like 90% the dude was a warrant officer. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm a I'm in the Army too, flying helicopters, and I was loving it about your dad. And I was like, this guy has got to be a warden. So
wait, you are a pilot?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you fly?
The A-64s, Apaches.
Okay. So real deal pilot then.
Was your dad a Huey pilot, or was he long enough to fly A-60s?
Black Hawk UH-60s.
All right, awesome, man. Well, thanks for taking the call, and love your show. Let you get talking back to football.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate the call. How awesome is that? Yeah, Pops Maben, Black Hawk UH-60s, medevac pilot. He did all that good stuff. He's just crazy enough to actually be a pilot. That did kind of throw me off. Penny Boone, or do you scour the portal?
I'd take him back, but because I know Brom, he's not going to take him back and say, he's not going to bend the knee and say, you get the starting job and come back. He's going to put him right back.
Has he ensured he would never start a game? He'll never be the first snap guy?
No, I don't think that necessarily.
But you don't have to be. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, we know that. But like I said, does a kid, I don't know if you did you put him off or not? Okay.
Yeah.
What say you?
I know Brom's not going to say you can come back and be the starter. He's going to say you can come back, but you're going to be in the exact same situation you were when you left. So you need to determine if that's something.
I think he would know that, though.
Yeah.
And again, I am Marcus Maben, having no inside knowledge or nothing, or put it this way, having without applying any inside knowledge. I'm purposely making myself a layman on this one. I still don't know if he truly got beat out, or I'm going to make you over-earn it. I mean, haven't we been around enough coaches who, you know, I need a little more out of you. For you, you know, I need you to outwork. I can't have you being equal to the other running backs when you have more talent. You have to earn it more than him. And when you go victim, when a coach makes you over-earn it. But here's the thing. This is why you have good cop, bad cop coaches. This is where you have, I believe Brian talked about it in either an interview with the guys who did the game. But they talked about it in the coverage of the game. They said, Brian will be the good cop. He will be the guy to call the player later on. Goes off on him. Coach Brom goes off on him. You know, call him later on. This is how he meant that. So do I blame Brian on this one? Brian, did you not call Penny Boone and say, hey, young fella, he's going to start you. And he's just messing with you. Hey, look, let me take care of it. By the time we get to the first game, we'll get them together. Which is probably the good cop. You know what? Just sitting here talking through this, I just realized the good cop on a team is probably going to be one of the most important jobs over the next 5 years.
Oh my God, it already is. Like it, yeah, it's ridiculous.
In an age of a 1 year portal, immediate eligibility portal, is there any person more important than the good cop coach on a basketball team now?
Why do you think Kenny Payne's getting paid so much money at Arkansas?
Is that why Kenny Payne is getting paid? Because listen, that good cop can't run your program, but boy, can he save from anarchy. I feel like we stumbled over just behind the scenes. Because, who else is going to convince a kid not to get in the portal other than a good cop?
No, it's like Richard Pitino tweeted out, like, I don't know, however many days ago, 14 days till I can be mean to my players again.
Man, 100% agree with that one. Because it's like, Everybody wants their head coaches to be animals. They want their head coaches. What do we hear on the radio morning? I want a coach who looks like he gets as angry as I do. But people don't, like, the fan still has to understand how overwhelming the angry coach can be on a one-year transfer portal kid. I could not imagine putting up with a ass, you know, coach for an entire season and think that I'm going to come back here next year unless I have a hell of a good cop
well,
coach.
Well, when you're getting tampered and the other coaches are being so nice to you, you know, like, you get the contrast. You've been through a whole year, you're getting crushed by this guy, and all these other coaches are like, hey, man, you're really good, and they're building you up. Like, that's a big – and it, but you know, like, anybody that's been through it knows that when you get to the school, he's going to be harder on you. But, like, he or she's going to be harder on you, right?
When you get them locked. Yeah, of course, there's a natural recruitment nice versus
yes.
playing nice, but
– but it's easy to fall for it.
Oh, but when you get locked in – everybody sit down and shut up. All that recruiting crap is over with. Let me get back to the phone lines. Steve, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Steve.
Hey, Marcus. Sometimes I like to check out the competition. And this Matt Jones was saying that Kenny Payne did a brilliant job bridging between the players and Calipari because Calipari had such a poor relations with them that Kenny handled all that. And then when he left, you know, things kind of went a little more south for Calipari. So I'm assuming they're bringing – I'll listen to your answer off the air, but do you think that that's exactly why they're bringing him back?
I mean, it would have to be. And that strength is what was his biggest weakness here, or probably second biggest weakness. Yeah, the thing that had me scream, hey, you got to snatch him or he won't learn anything. And Kenny Payne doing the, I'm going to believe in you no matter what, come hell or high water. I'm like, no, that's why you're going to lose. That belief come hell or high water is costing you game after game after game after game. But I do say this. What has, you know, hyperventilating Marcus. I don't know if I'm going to cry or scream at the coach. I do remember coaches saying, you know, you're jogging over to the sideline. Coach, he better not say anything to me. I'm going to explode. You know, irrational young Marcus. There's no way he's taking me out the game right now. You're jogging over to the sideline and you look and you see a coach peek out. Like think about this. You're playing against Marquette. You're 10 minutes into the game. You got to have a big game. You need a big game. You hate Brian Wardle for Marquette, right? You get that second early foul, and you know you're done until 12 minutes to go in the second half. And you're like, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. No, I'm a junior. You cannot take me out of this game, coach. And you look at your coach, and then you see an assistant coach peek his head out, and he gives you that calm sign, and he says, I'll get you back in the game. And that's just that will be enough to just bring you from boiling over to now I'm just 75% angry. But an assistant coach said, I'm going to get you back in the game. I believe in you. I'm going to get you back in there. Now he gets you back in the game, and what do you do first? Foul again.
then he looks, right, and then the assistant.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
The coach turns around and looks at the assistant. And he's
yes,
like,
yes. Imagine being Jerry Eves,
yeah.
And I get two early fouls, and Eves gets me back in the game. And listen, there's 5 minutes to go in the second half or in the first half, and I pick up my third foul. Coach Crump is like, you will never play again with three fouls for as long as you live, Marcus. You idiot.
Well, and then the head coach is just vindicated.
Yeah, right.
He's like, you see?
Right.
This is why I'm the head coach.
Listen, one of the worst times ever was that guy. But I remember this to this day. Guy behind the bench, put Marcus in the game, coach. but Marcus, he's just yelling the whole time. And one time I turned around and kind of, I had to acknowledge the guy because he was fighting for me to go back in the game. And I remember, my God, I screwed up something. And he turned around and said, that's why he's not in the game. I was so disappointed. I felt like I personally let that fan down. But listen, knowing that fan, he probably made an excuse for me. He's like, you should have had him in the game earlier or something like that. Point being, Brian Brom's job as the good cop, he probably should go demand a raise.
He should anyways, because I don't know. I heard some stuff about how he might want to be a head coach one day. So he needs
to ask for the title associate head coach. Listen, stop starting crap, Chase.
I'm just
you're just sitting here already starts. If I'm Brian though, I'm talking slick all the time just to irritate my older brother.
They had a couple clips of in interviews post games where he talked about it. I think it's funny.
Just talking about irritating Jeff to get in there.
Yeah, and he's like the only one that can walk up to Jeff and be like, "No, dude, like you're wrong. Let's work on this."
The number two most important thing.
Exactly.
Somebody who will check you, somebody who can legitimately check you, and it's like, no, I love you enough to stop you from screwing this up.
Yeah, Rick needed that bad.
Every coach needs that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of who I would. If you don't have somebody to rein you in, it's like, shut up. I'm doing it my way.
Yeah.
It's my neck on the line, not yours.
Yeah. And then coaches get emotional too. Like we talk about emotion. Like, I know I do. You just focus on this one thing that made you so mad that you're like, as long as that doesn't happen again, everything else is fine.
Were you surprised to see how emotional Jeff Brom was during the game?
I'm not, dude. I think
he was turned up, wasn't he?
Yeah. I think if he's playing men's league, beer, softball league, he's competitive about it. Like, I think he's
just cussing
guy.
Out softball league umpires.
Yeah. I get that feeling from him.
I do, too. I tell you what. We'll do our last reset. Take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben, 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's been Jason Marcus Maben. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I go any further, I'm going to remind everybody, although we have perfect weather, it's not always perfect. Sometimes you have heavy rains, heavy winds. Sometimes you need maintenance. Because remember, your home is your fortress. And your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. So here's the thing. A little bit of house cleaning with a couple of subjects. You know, we opened it. We were doing our spring game review. So if you got any takes on your spring game, if anything stood out to you in the spring game that you want to drop in or weigh in on, remember 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. Hot arms between Harrison Bailey, Pierce Clarkson, Of course, Tyler Shuck, I thought all the arms just looked, they looked stronger, they looked sharper. Listen, it might have been the confidence in knowing your offensive systems. They've been in the system for longer. That might have added to the cleanness of you know, looks like everybody looked a lot more decisive with their throws, and it just looked all around sharper than I would have kind of expected. But you know, like I said, I guess you should expect sharp. So I definitely enjoyed that part. I did see some explosion again. The running back, I would have liked to leave with 2 to 5 more oohs from the game.
Yeah, like big plays.
Yeah. And no, you know what? I don't mean big plays. I mean talented plays.
Yeah, like a one-handed catch.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. A one-handed catch or an open field make somebody fall. You know, some of those plays that have zero to do with Coach Braun.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I would have liked to see a couple of those plays that just, Coach, you went and got a dude like Jimmy Callaway. When he gets the ball in the open field, I know he's capable of giving me an oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can go out of my either running back room or receiving room. Again, this is nitpicking. Are you ready to nitpick about the missed field goal and the lack of field goal? And I only ask that because I'm getting a couple text messages on the YouTube channel and the text line, and I wanted to see if you were ready to participate in that one.
I mean, I don't want to just crush the kicker. We just need him to be serviceable in my eyes, right? That's the last thing I'm going to worry about.
Kicker.
Yeah, we just need him to be.
He's been a good kicker.
He doesn't have to make 50 plus yard field goals. You know, I think that with our defense, we need him to make inside 40, and then that'll be it. Like, just give us a 75% clip from inside 40 yards.
Oh, I need more than that.
You need more? You need 90%+?
You know what? I'll cheat.
Okay.
37. At 37 yards, I need, you got to be 90%. Yeah, you have to be money at 37 yards.
Okay.
40, I'll give you a slight bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, 37 in. I got to be able to put that in the bank.
Yeah, because I think everybody's talking about the new style. I mean, he doesn't want to kick as many field goals this year, I would assume.
I know he doesn't want to kick any field goals.
So, and he might be more willing. I mean, like we said, we had a quarterback with the yips. How can you go for it on fourth down with a quarterback with
you
the
yips? You cannot go for a quarterback. Yeah, go for that one. So, spring game takeaways. Number one, like the hot arms. Number two, I'd like to see a couple more playmakers. Number three, I think Quincy Riley is looking as advertised as it should be. Four, because we didn't tackle to the ground, I can't go crazy with the how much physicality. You know, I think coach is keeping guys healthy in the spring game. Again, this is every coach I've ever had. The more I hear about injuries, the better I feel team-wise. I hate injuries. I hate hearing names and injuries, but I can appreciate injuries that mean physical practices, because you got to start this season with a mentality of, you know, you got to be deep. You got to go physical. Like, that's just a pet peeve of mine, you know, with my football programs. I can deal with that really, really quick. I didn't really get a chance to jump into it. It's going to be a conversation we'll have later on in the week and all that good stuff. This is more a football-centric day, but this is Louisville, Kentucky. Nobody's going to bat an eyelash at any rivalry talk. Armani Williams is the Kentucky commit from Drexel. I have to be 1,000% transparent. I see Kentucky on my Sunday. I see Kentucky commit Armani Williams from Drexel. First things I read is like three-time CAA Defensive Player of the Year. It was the first thing I read. I said, oh, crap, right? And then I saw 7'3", right? And you know how, like, I think Twitter and Facebook and clipped up lack of context has me speed reading way too often. Because I saw 7'3", three-time Defensive Player of the Year, and I had panic. I didn't read that it said 7'3", wingspan, right?
Yeah.
It threw me off. Damn it. They can't keep getting away with this. So I immediately go, Armani Williams. I cannot tell. And people, this is transparency. Kentucky fan, this is transparency. Louisville fan, this is absolute 100% transparency. I cannot tell you the sigh of relief that I had after three plays. That account on YouTube that clips up all the players that enter the transfer portal is such an excellent go-to account. 4 minutes clipped up. That is, people take advantage of that account. I'm telling you, I typed in that name, and when I saw it, I was so relieved, right? And what I did immediately after that is I opened up a window on my computer that said Armani Williams, and then I opened up another tab that said James Scott, right? And I went back and forth and back and forth. Just how do I feel? I saw Armani Williams is what, a senior? I mean, you would have to be a senior.
Yeah, you gotta be at least senior.
Yeah, at least a senior. And I looked at James Scott, and I was like, I had that James Scott, all the highlights that I'm watching off of James Scott last year was the fourth youngest player in Power Five. And I'm looking at this James Scott video, and that's a three-time defensive CAA player of the year. And I'm telling you, people, we talked about James Scott like he was a throw-in project coming to Louisville.
Yeah.
Like he's a backup / third stringer.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I am not used to doing side-by-side comparisons. Usually it's Kentucky with the young upside guy.
Freak. Yeah.
Freak. But that freak is doing all the things that James Scott is doing, but he's coming out of high school doing it.
Yes.
I have a James Scott that's been doing that, catching those lobs at a Division One college basketball level. And he's continued under the same coach. Like, how lucky is that situation? How great is that situation to be one of our first commitments? I wasn't used to seeing two guys, like I said, that I could just, I'd take my guy all day on that one. And that's younger. So I'm looking at that. I'm all excited about that. And then I realized my James Scott highlights are coming, and they're showing Alabama tournament clips in there. I'm watching them catch lobs on Alabama. Boy, this is a good start. Again, you're almost going to have to retrain your brain to say it's just head-to-head competition. You said your friends are going to have to.
Yeah, my friends that are Kentucky fans that are my age only know John Wall and after. So they'd only know five stars. They don't know. any diamond in the rough
stories. They don't
know
any Tubby Smith type of teams. They just have good
all-around
players.
They're like Peyton Siva and Russ Smith. Like, wasn't Russ Smith a three-star? Like, yeah, cool, whatever. I mean, we can't have a conversation if you're just basing it off recruiting rankings.
Man, and here's the thing. I'm like, but again, I feel bad sometimes because I'm like, how could you know how good you have it if you've never had it bad? For your age, friends, if you've never had it bad, how could you know? You know, how could you have any appreciation for anything good?
And that's, and I had it too good as well. First, along, T-Will was my first team. So
okay.
I, you know.
Yeah, you had good, good, good.
I had 1 year of Craig Thorpe. And after that, all my sports were.
But I will admit this, and this is such a Marcus Maben, high horse thing that I'm going to say. I was looking at an entertainer this morning do an interview, and he was talking about to be successful, you know, in anything, like really be successful, you know, like you have to be a maniac about. I'm going to succeed. This is going to succeed. This coach is going to succeed. Like you have, like my brain is kind of programmed to succeed no matter what. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about like my program. So when other people are seeing ways to fail, I only see ways to succeed. How can this coach succeed? How can this player succeed if they do, you know, the successful thing? So I don't even see how Scott could fail or Rain Smith. If I watch Rain Smith and James Scott run a pick and roll against Alabama that ends in an alley-oop in the tournament, what does my brain see them doing at the University of Louisville? Against whoever. Against Kentucky. Against who, like, that's all this program. Period. Like, yeah, I don't see the...
You're on highlight mode.
It's not even highlight. It's your best version of yourself.
Yes.
I always see the best version because you can if your coaches, if you get the right coach, you get the right staff, you get the right trust, you're going to be closer to your highest version of yourself than your lowest version of yourself. But I'm telling you, the highest version of Armani Williams does not scare me. And that was just one of the most gratifying feelings that I've had in my recent basketball rivalry, you know, world. You know, I'll pull out on that note because I wanted to leave somebody with a, hey, don't panic, y'all. Enjoy this summer. This is, I mean, you talk about Reviveville and simultaneously, I'm going to come up with a phrase for what's going on in your rivalry. Revivalry.
There you go.
Revivalry. Revivalry. Revival.